Happy October, or back when I used to run SiriusXM Comedy, we would call it Joketober, because you got to do some theme radio programming. Maybe I'll tell some stories at some point during Joketober, but not today, because we have a lot to cover. The comedians reacted to the debate from the other night. Norm Macdonald said they didn't get Joe Rogan, but they got a UFC fight. Mike Birbiglia said, Trump is like a heckler at a comedy club. He has no jokes, but he just wants to F up yours. Ted Alexandro with, I guess I'll vote for the guy who didn't tell white supremacists to stand by. Mindy Kaling said, I denounce white supremacy. See, that was so easy. Kostaki Economopoulos said, that debate made me long for the fourth quarter of a Falcons game. You either get that or not. Kevin Hart said, stand back and stand by. This is the effing world that we are living in. SMFH exclamation point. Stay woke, people. Stay the F woke. And Mark Maron said, this is what watching a country die looks like. And there are plenty and plenty and plenty of jokes left over about Trump's taxes. I mean, I've been planning out the podcast. I've got Trump tax jokes all the way to Monday, except for this weekend's bonus Adam Sandler episode. But we'll get to that. Stephen Colbert said, for those who insist Trump is a religious man, I'll grant you he pays taxes like a church. Trevor Noah said, for those keeping score, Trump paid $750 in taxes and $130,000 to a porn star, which means if the IRS wants to get money from Trump, you guys know what you got to do. That is a great joke. Stephen Colbert said Trump paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 and he screwed the country way more. Also a great joke. Trevor Noah, hold on. The president of the country almost never pays taxes, and when he does, he only pays $750? Yo, that pisses me off, because Trump is always out there like, we're building back our military. We? No, mother effer. We are building back the military. You didn't pay for bleep. If you didn't chip in, you don't get to put your name on the card. Jimmy Fallon said $750. I don't know what he should have paid, but it's definitely more than an Xbox and a half. I got mine, by the way. Can't wait. November 12th. Jimmy Fallon said, in today's money, Trump basically paid the equivalent of a 1993 Toyota Tercel. Seth Meyers, Jesus, dude, we're paying your room and board. You can't even make it an even grand. And Trevor Noah again, the craziest thing to me is he took a $70,000 deduction on his hair, because to me, now it looks like two crimes might have been committed here. One is Trump's tax evasion, and two is whoever swindled Trump into paying $70,000 for what they did to him. Showtime unveiled the trailer for the upcoming Belushi documentary. Should I make the Jim Belushi joke? No, don't make it. It wasn't funny the first time. This, of course, is about John Belushi. The film will offer a deep dive into the life of American icon John Belushi and feature previously unheard audio tapes. Interesting. Showtime says the doc will examine Belushi's extraordinary life in the words of his collaborators, friends, and family, including Dan Aykroyd, Jim Belushi, Ding, Penny Marshall, Lorne Michaels, Carrie Fisher, Chevy Chase, Harold Ramis, Gene Curtin, Ivan Reitman, and his high school sweetheart and later wife, Judy Belushi. That's one person, not two people. Maybe it's not. What do I know? All right, press release time. From his early years growing up in Wheaton, Illinois, John Belushi showed an extraordinary talent for comedy and music. It was a visit to the Second City Theater in Chicago where he discovered his true calling, and from that moment, John became an unstoppable and pioneering force in the comedy world, from National Lampoon's Lemmings and Radio Hour to one of the founding cast members on Saturday Night Live. His insatiable drive kept the candle burning at both ends. John simultaneously appeared on Saturday Night Live each Saturday night, because that's when Saturday Night Live airs. It does air on Saturday night. Also, it's live. I don't know if you knew that. While filming Animal House, forming a band, the Blues Brothers. The result, by age 30, Belushi was on the number one television show, had the number one comedy and movie history, and the number one record album in the world. That is true, and that's cool. But as John's fame grew, so did his demons. Not even Judy could save him from the drug use that would eventually take his life. The film captures the complicated and singular essence of beloved American, blah, blah, blah. Belushi, Showtime, November 22nd. Hey, you know what else is coming out? Borat 2, this from The Hollywood Reporter. Borat 2 is a sequel to Borat. Did you figure that out? I hope you did, but somebody put it in a press release anyway. This thing will show up on Amazon Prime in late October. No date yet. If you want information, I suggest you follow the Republic of Kazakhstan Twitter, which may be a viral thing for this movie and not the actual Twitter account of Republic of Kazakhstan. Some of their tweets, and I'm going to read them as they're written, so if you think I dropped a word, no, I didn't. Congratulations to great friend of Kazakh people, at Real Donald Trump, for winning debate today. Impressive and amazing result for a strong premier who always put America and Kazakhstan first. Next tweet, Biden wrong. Face masks not effective against COVID-19. Only proven facial protection is urine therapy administered on Premier Trump by two Uzbek female doctors in 2013. Yes, I'm reading that for the first time, and it cracked me up. Therapy so effective, he declared it as a business expense. Hashtag debate 2020. Republic of Kazakhstan at Kazakhstan GOVT, if you want to follow it. Then they added, apologies, we are unable to currently follow debate because of poor Wi-Fi signal despite recent government purchase of broadband account. Please inform us of developments. Hashtag debates 2020. Great news, we are using Wi-Fi of neighboring assholes Uzbekistan watching debate again. This is tremendous, or as they say, very nice. Sam J is getting a late night show on HBO. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. I'm trying to remember my own rankings. Do I have Sam J as the best special of the year, or do I have the Hannah Gadsby one that's not Nanette, the other one? I think I have Sam J 1 and Hannah Gadsby 2. Anyway, they're my top two. Sam J getting a show on HBO for late night. It'll be a half-hour weekly series starring comedian and Saturday Night Live writer Sam J. The HBO suit says Sam is fiercely funny, provocative, and a complete original, as opposed to a partial original. She is very unique, as opposed to somewhat unique, I'm being the language police. The suit says her comedy seamlessly glides between vulnerability and grit, and she always makes you see the world in a whole new way. Joining forces with Prentice to bring Sam's talent to a late night is perfect fit. We are told that her show will tackle trending topics in urban world culture for the week, race, politics, sexual identity, science, celebrity, religion, and more. Sam said, I'm really excited to bring my point of view to late night television, and I felt nothing but support creatively from HBO and A Penny for Your Thoughts, who are probably the production company. So everyone wear your mask and vote so I can make my TV show. Thanks. A couple quickies from Yahoo. The Rock says he has cast people to play 10-year-old The Rock, or 10-year-old Dwayne Johnson, and 15-year-old Rock. If you're really hip to child actors, you would recognize these names, but it's some kids playing The Rock in an upcoming sitcom called Young Rock. Speaking of Rock, Chris Rock, oh, we're going to talk about him a lot this week. He was telling a story to The Hollywood Reporter. Eddie Murphy pitched a heist flick. Listen to what this would have been. Black Ocean's 11, working title, starring Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker, and a few others, about a gang that robs Trump Tower. This was before Trump became the president. Eddie Murphy envisioned Trump as the movie's villain, like Alan Rickman in Die Hard. That would have been amazing. So what happened from there? Chris Rock says, the movie became Tower Heist, directed by Brett Ratner, starring Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy and a bunch of white people. But think about that movie, though. Imagine Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Tucker. Like, Chris Tucker is the number 4 star in that movie by a lot. Let's rank them. Chappelle, Rock, Murphy. Murphy is number 1. Chris Rock is more famous than Dave Chappelle, but it's close. And Chris Tucker's 4th. Those are my rankings. One more. The Sarah Silverman podcast launches next week. It, quote, features Silverman's signature comedic timing. She tackles topics ranging from her personal life to societal issues, politics, and current events. In other words, she talks about stuff like every other podcast, including this one. The reason I'm even reading this is because I love her statement, which was, I decided to start a podcast because I believe it's important to get in on these things late. That's your comedy news for today. Oh, I have more, but it's 2020 and my podcast studio is about to become a classroom, so I have to get the hell out of here. See you tomorrow. Subscribe and stuff.